Hare Krishna. Question: what is the difference between doubt and curiosity? Curiosity usually is an eagerness to know more. Doubt is a question about what we know. That means curiosity, if I'm here right now, curiosity is an eagerness to know what is there ahead. But once we come to know what is there ahead, doubt is something, is a hesitation about whether this is right or not. So, there is, in that sense, primarily a difference of intent. So, certainly we should be curious, and it's not that we should not be doubtful, but rather we need to get doubts addressed properly. And we should recognize that doubts are a natural part of the process of learning, and wherever we get them addressed properly, that's how, from there, we can move onwards in our spiritual life. So, athato brahma jikyasa. Now, if you look at the Sanskrit, generally curiosity is translated as jikyasa, inquisitiveness. That's the word Srila Prabhupada would usually use. But curiosity is also more or less synonymous with that word. Now, doubt is samshay. And whereas jikyasa is almost universally treated in a positive tone, that we should be spiritually, we should be inquisitive. Brahma jigyasa is definitely appreciated, lauded, and even mandated in one sense. Athato brahma jigyasa, that is the first sutra of Vedanta, that now inquire about Brahma. So, therefore, the point is that inquisitiveness is positive because it takes us onwards in our quest for knowledge, whereas samshay is usually treated in a negative way, that we should get over some, we should be able to get over our samshay. So in one sense, we could say that inquisitiveness is like the fuel that moves us onwards, and doubt is what prompts us from, what checks us from moving onwards. Now, if we hear something and we get a question about it, is it inquisitiveness or is it doubtfulness? Largely, the difference will depend on our intention. So, if our goal is just to know more, then to get certain things clarified, that is inquisitiveness. And inquisitiveness is healthy. Whereas, generally, doubts will be de-energizing. Doubts will be paralyzing. Doubts will be disempowering. So, if that inquisitiveness is channelized properly, then it will energize us in our spiritual life. On the other hand, if doubts are not addressed properly, they will choke our spiritual life. So, essentially, I would say rather than getting into a hair-splitting difference between inquisitiveness, between curiosity and doubt, focus on the point that try to get answers to questions wherever possible, and when certain answers are not possible, then keep them in a car park. When we meet the devotees who are learned enough, or we become ourselves spiritually, intellectually mature enough to understand the answer, so be patient. So if we just hold on to the doubts, then that will choke us. But if we just give up the curiosity in the fear of being doubtful, then we will not grow also. We will not learn, and then we will not be able to relish philosophy so much. We will not be able to share the philosophy also so much. So that's why focus primarily on anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. So the kind of questions that we can get answers to, the kind of questions that whose answers enliven us in our spiritual life, that is the kind of questions that we should encourage, and we should cherish them more and more. And the kind of questions that land us in controversies, the kind of questions for which there are, at least the wherever we are not getting easy answers, then keep them in suspension and wait for them when the appropriate forum comes. We meet the devotees, or we get we ourselves get adequately mature, we will get those answers. So focus primarily on this principle of what is favorable in bhakti, do that. What is unfavorable, avoid that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.